You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Wintersville Fitness, VitaFuse, Elevate Chiropractic, Factor X Fitness, Destiny Fitness, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and the Spa Aesthetic and Wellness Center. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host tonight for Fit Talk, and along with my husband, Jim Wells.
Hello, Maria, and hello, Fit Talk listeners.
Hello there. You've become quite a regular. Actually, I think I should just put your name on Fit Talk Radio, too, because you have to drive me here, so you have to be here.
Does that entail a raise?
A raise, for sure.
All right. Double my salary. What's two times zero?
Zero. No salary for you.
All right. Well, I'll settle for the after show dinner date.
Okay, that is true. I do have an after show dinner date, y'all, after every Fit Talk Radio show. So, but tonight we're going to do something really extra special.
What are we going to do?
We're going to El Torreo, and with Big Al, we're going to play trivia.
Okay. Well, we need the boys with us. You know, Josh and Justin could help us, but they're both tied up.
They're tied up tonight, so I'm just going to have to depend on your
intellect.
It's just me
and you. It's just me and you.
Mostly just you, because you have all that senseless trivia in your mind.
I am full of worthless knowledge.
Let me tell you, listeners, if my husband could be on Jeopardy, I would be well off, I promise you, because he sits there in his recliner, and we watch Jeopardy, and he knows all the answers.
With my luck, I would get on there and all the topics would be wrong. It'd be like, you know, Shakespeare and classical music. It wouldn't be any of the things that
it wouldn't
I
be anything you know.
It.
So then I'd be embarrassed. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, we go to El Torreo and eat, and Big L is there and he does trivia every Thursday night. And, you know, me and you sit over there and we answer some of the questions. And, but I have a friend that or two friends that go there every Thursday and eat and play trivia. She said, "We all need to come play trivia." And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe we do. And then I found out the real catch. If you win, you get $25 towards your food.
Yes, I got to tell you, my wife wasn't interested in that trivia at all when she thought everybody was just sitting around playing for fun. Then when she found out, you know, $25 credit toward your food, oh, now she's all ready to play.
Well, but, you know, my husband has told me Christmas is coming and we've got to pinch pennies. And, you know, if I'm going to want to have my Thursday night date, I'm going to have – so this is my way of, you know, again, I have to use you to get it, but, you know –
Well, whatever it takes.
I have to use your mind to get my $25, but we hadn't won yet. So, you know, it'll probably be months before we can win a trivia game.
Like I say, we're at a disadvantage if you're depending on just me by myself. We have two boys down here at VSU and, wish they could both be with us there to help us, but
that's right.
One has some fraternity, engagements and another's working tonight.
Yes, it will just be us. It will just be dependent on our two little senior citizen brains, I guess.
Oh, God help us.
Yes, please pray for us. But on to the show, on with the show. Besides that, we've got a really good show for you tonight. Lee Haney, 8 times Mr. Olympia, is going to be calling in tonight just shortly. And, of course, we've got the Lee Haney Games, Jim, coming up November the 2nd at Sandy Springs.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And Fit Talk Radio will be there. And we'll be interviewing people, and that's a pretty big event. I believe this is the third year that Mr. Haney has had the Lee Haney Games, and it's quite a production.
Right. Well, he has the contacts. You know,
sure.
He has the name, he has the contacts, so it should be a big deal, and it is.
It is a big deal, and of course, Georgia is very lucky to have Lee here with us, and 8 times Mr. Olympia. Did Arnold beat him? Win it one time more than him, or
Arnold,
him one time.
Arnold
more than,
won 6 times, and okay. Lee Haney won eight times.
Now
they were never on the stage at the same time.
Right. That's true. So Lee is very, very, very big, and you know, I just love Mr. Haney because he's just he's a good man. He loves his wife. They've been married many, many years. He has a son, Josh, and a daughter, Olympia, who just had a birthday. And, but he is just
and he loves the Lord.
He loves the Lord and he's a giver. He gives back to his community and does a lot for, underprivileged kids who haven't had a father figure up there in the Atlanta area. They have a big, I guess, a nonprofit organization up there. He works with young boys there. And I just think he does a lot of good things. And everybody loves him.
And he's been an encourager to anyone who wants to get started in the fitness industry, nutrition, anything that he's knowledgeable about. If he can help someone,
I
think he has done that.
He has. And hopefully we're going to talk to him about coming down. We almost had a date for him to come for a book signing because he wrote a book, Fit at Any Age. And, you know, we thought we were going to get him down here for our show, the MPC Peach State, but just didn't work out. So we're thinking about a date in January for a big kickoff down in South Georgia for him to come do a book signing.
That would be great.
Yes. So we're excited about that. And that would take place in Tifton at Destiny Fitness down there. So we're excited about that. So he's going to be calling in. And then a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have Melissa Eikenberry from Wintersville Fitness. And she hasn't been here in a while. But, of course, Wintersville Fitness is just part of our Fit Talk family.
Yes.
And they're just great people, her and Sean. And they were a part of the MPC Peach State. Melissa got ill and wasn't going to be able to be here. And then we were supposed to have Valdosta Health and Wellness, Tracy Livingston, her two daughters, Andrea and Candace, were supposed to be here to talk about it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they have a new imaging thing that they are doing there. It's called the Digital Infrared Thermal Imaging, and it's a DITI, and it's the only safe and painless and non-invasive test of its kind in the world that can visualize accurately and record abnormal physiology in the breast. And Tracy Livingston at Valdosta Health and Wellness, right here in Valdosta, Georgia, has this new imaging machine, the DITI. And Candace and Andrea were supposed to be here tonight to talk about it. We had to reschedule them for next Thursday night, so they'll be here with us because they're sick. They have the flu. Her whole family has the flu. So
their health and wellness level is not very high at the moment, but that's very temporary. They're going to get better.
They're going to get better, but I mean, you know, those are just great people. I tell you, Wayne and Tracy Livingston and then Candace, and you know, they're expanding their business. Tracy bought another building on Bemis Road out there, and she's expanding. She does hormone therapy. Just a great family. I love that family. And Tracy, of course, has helped me over the years with my thyroid and my hormones. And hopefully I am going to go back to her hopefully next month after hopefully they release me down in Gainesville from neurosurgery. I go next week, Jim, next Thursday, and maybe they're going to release me. I don't know.
Another trip to Gainesville, Florida.
Another trip to Gainesville, Florida. 5 brain surgeries later, and but I'm doing so much better. As you know, this is my second full week at the gym. Haven't missed a workout this week. Got in all of my body parts, doing my cardio. I'm feeling really good, feeling stronger every day.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yes, I'm going to get this body back. I'm determined. And my hair is growing too, honey. It's getting a little longer. Those of you who haven't seen me, you know, I had no hair. I had a buzz cut and it's growing out. It's about an inch thick. It's not even quite an inch, I don't think. Maybe about a half an inch. But anyway, it's growing back. And God bless my mother. She's so sweet. She has Alzheimer's, but she looks at me every day and she asks me at least 3 or 4 times every time I'm over there at the house, well, why did you cut your hair off? Or do you like your hair short like that? And I just have to tell her over and over again, Mama, I had brain surgery, you know, when they gave me a really bad haircut, but it wasn't my choice. But anyway, it's a blessing just to have her with us.
Yes, your surgeon was a better surgeon than a barber.
He was at that, for sure. For sure he was. So there's also something I'm going to talk about, too. Maybe if we have a little bit of time. If not, I'll hold it till next week. But there's a lot of health trends out there, and a lot of them are not that safe, unfortunately. They're dangerous, Jim. And I think a lot of people, you know, have hurt themselves, hurt their metabolism, done some things that aren't that healthy for them, even though they have the appearance of being healthy.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of things out there in the field of health, fitness, nutrition, exercise, where claims are exaggerated or downright false.
You're absolutely right. And Katie Couric, if y'all get the Sunday paper, they put a little magazine in there called Parade. And I generally don't pick up that particular magazine because there's not usually that much in it. But Katie Couric has really stepped up to the plate, and she's a cancer advocate, and she said her mission is to get America healthy. And there was a whole thing on her, and of course, Katie Couric was a beloved journalist and on TV for many, many years. I'm sure y'all remember her. And, you know, I told you, I said, well, you know, Katie Couric jumped on the bandwagon, you know, but, you know, I believe her. I believe in what she's doing. She just wants people to be healthy. And she has recognized that there are several things out there, different trends, as well as ourselves, that are not that healthy, and different diets and pills. And what really, really gets me is that our industry, the fitness industry, some of the nutrition industry, the vitamin industry,
supplements,
they're not regulated. Yeah. You know, there's no real Uncle Sam really watching over them. They're not FDA approved. So there's all kind of fillers. People are buying stuff off the internet. They are ordering stuff, even real medications that have fillers that are not good for you. Somebody posted on Facebook a couple of days ago about don't buy medicine that you would order from a doctor online that would send you medicine, you know, in the mail, because a lot of those have unhealthy fillers in them. What did I tell you? I would never buy a medicine online like that.
You did say that.
I would never do that. I'm going to the pharmacy. I'm getting it from a real doctor that I can see the prescription that he's writing. I'm going to him, and then I'm taking it to a real pharmacy where I know people and trust people.
It's a shame, though, that other people feel like they have to do that because of the costs of some of these medicines and things that they have to have.
I agree.
Healthcare in this country is very expensive. It's, in general, very high quality, but it's also coming with a high price tag.
It absolutely does, and it is a shame that people have to do things like that. But so we're going to be talking about, in the next couple of weeks, some different trends that could be dangerous to our health. I came across, I believe we've got Lee Haney calling on the phone. Let's pick it up, Mike, see if he's there. Hello, do we have Lee on the phone?
Hello, Marie.
Hello, Mr. Haney. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. How about yourself? You feeling good, darling?
I am feeling good. I just told Jim we are in my second full week going back to the gym since April the 10th. So I'm on a high. I've been getting those workouts in, getting that cardio in, been working out with my son, one of my twins. And Mr. Haney, I'm feeling good.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a praise report there.
Yeah, that is a praise report. I'm just shouting it from the rooftops. I really, really am. Well, you just recently, Olympia just had a birthday.
Yes. I was at the post office earlier this morning, and I saw this gentleman standing there. He had his little girl in his arms. She was about 3 years old, and she looked at me out of her big eyes and glanced and said, "Hey." And so I answered back, and I looked at him. I said, "Man, that is so precious." I said, "Before you know it, she's going to be all grown up, so enjoy every minute of it." So that's how I felt. My mind just reflected back, my daughter being this little girl in my arms as the gentleman was holding his little girl.
That's right.
So I'm so proud of her, and I just thank God for the fact that, you know, he's blessed me with a wonderful daughter, that she's healthy, she's in her right mind, and she's prospering in the earth.
Well, now, how old was Olympia this year?
29 years young.
29 years young. Well, I had, we've got a son. Our oldest son is 29. He'll be 30 in March. So, well, I saw that on Facebook, and I thought she was a beautiful girl. I had seen a picture of her before, but it'd been a while back, and she just had grown up. You know, she was just beautiful. So, you are blessed, Mr. Haney. You certainly are.
Yes.
Well, you have got a tremendous event coming up November the 2nd, the Lee Haney Games.
Yes, we're excited about it. We got athletes coming from all over the United States. It's a national qualifier. If you win your class at our event, you then go on to the NPC Nationals. It's going to be held in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Florida. And the other thing that we're doing, the person who wins, the overall winners of each class, they have a choice to either enter the nationals and we pay their registration fee, or the junior nationals, which is there with Pam Beck. So we help take care of the athlete if they win their class and our show with the bodybuilding, the figure, the physique, and that's and so forth. And of course, class physique also.
Well, now you have a new, you're in a new location and a new city this year.
Yes, we're going to host the event at the City Spring Bynum Auditorium, which is located inside of the Sandy Springs Performing Arts Center, which is in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Beautiful place. The atmosphere is already charged. Love the fact that the entire community there, all the shops, you have cycling shops, you have hydration centers. You know, we got Crunch Fitness is going to be just right around the corner from there. They're our T-shirt sponsor. High-Tech Pharmaceuticals, this is the third year that they've backed us, and I can't say enough about Mr. Jared Tweet and his whole team. They've been great to us. My friends at Allen Vigil Ford, they're there with us. We also have a benefit resource plan. You remember the Preds with the white hair, right?
Right, right.
So Preds is there with us. We have Paramount Acceptance. We have Super Fitness and the Hemmergarden Racing team on board with us. And, of course, Jan Tanner. Jan has been a staple with us from day one. She's a dear friend of mine. So all the athletes get a chance to get the best of care with Jan and her tanning technicians. It is off the chain, fantastic. We're excited about everything that's happening. Vendors are going to be coming from everywhere. And we're just excited. We got Little Dallas Johnson. She's back again as our MC. And we're just excited. We're looking forward to a great turnout this year.
Well, I tell you, we were there last year, and it was absolutely phenomenal. We were there for the night show. And, of course, I met a lady there last year, and it took me a whole year to get an interview with her. But I did, Miss Nancy Bruner. We had an interview with her about 2 weeks ago, and she was phenomenal. And she says she's going to be there doing the show again this year. I show her picture to people, and there was a picture of you and her from last year standing there. And I posted on, matter of fact, I posted that one today and on Instagram because I wanted everybody to see her. And of course, you were there too. But she was just a great. It was a great interview for her the other day, and she enjoyed it. And I told her while we were on the air, I said, Miss Nancy, me and you are going to do some things together. I just really like her, and she's going to be there again, so we can't wait to see her. Jim and I are going to be there for prejudging, and we're going to bring Fit Talk and try to interview some people and just talk. It's a little bit less formal in the morning time, so I think maybe people will be willing to talk a little bit better than they were at the night show. So but we have another engagement that we've got to be at, so we can't be there at the night show, and we're disappointed in that. But yeah, Nancy was a great person to interview. So, and she says she's going to compete again. And I'll tell you this, Mr. Haney, I gave Jim a challenge. We were at the gym the other day, and I said, "Hey, let's get ready and let's compete in the Lee Haney next year." I said that gives us one year.
Wow.
I did. Didn't I challenge you, Jim?
You'll have maybe two more competitors.
I like that. I love that.
Now that's me thinking big. So now Jim could do it, and I'm going to work towards it, you know. But I did challenge him, Mr. Lee. I did. I challenged him. I said, "Hey, honey, let's get ready. Let's do the Lee Haney next year."
Hey, that's fantastic. And you know, we got one of the gentlemen in the bodybuilding division. He is 75.
Oh my goodness!
He was at a recent workshop posing clinic that was done at the House of Pain, and when I say he looked great, he looked great. He didn't have an ounce of fat on it.
Wow.
Good shoulders, good biceps, good chest. And anyway, I'm just excited about all the athletes coming and the fact that they know that they're going to get a first class product at the Lee Haney game. My entire family, Shirley's been working hard to make sure everything goes smooth. Olympia, Joshua, my daughter, my other daughter, Jennifer, and baby Jolie has been being patient too. Her and Reagan, you know, my granddaughter. So there's a whole team effort involved in putting this together. We got some great volunteers too.
Well, Mr. Haney, that's one of the
excited about it.
That's one of the things that I really love about you and the show that you put on is you make it a family affair. You get your entire family involved.
Yeah, that's special. You know, we really appreciate everybody coming out and allowing us to serve them. You know, and that's what we see out there for serving. I want all of the athletes to know that I feel what they feel, that we have their best interest in mind, because I've been on the stage. I know how I feel to be appreciated, and I know, you know, how it feels, you know, when someone, you know, cheer you on for your hard work and dedication. So that's what we're going to be doing to these athletes. We're celebrating them.
Well, before you even called, I was telling Maria and the listeners how you have been an encourager to so many throughout the years, and I really respect you for doing that.
Well, you know, James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good and every perfect gift is from above. So God has blessed me with gifts, and in those gifts, opportunities to be a blessing in the earth. I know why I'm here. I know what my job is in the earth while I'm here. As an ambassador for Jesus Christ and a follower of him, I'm to impact the world for good. So he puts us all in different arenas to show forth his glory in the earth. So this is my space, the space of bodybuilding. And I'm appreciative of it. And I know what my job is to bring honor to him and to impact the world for good, to help change lives.
Well, Mr. Haney, you can't believe how that has just ministered to me, because I have been, for the first time, I am going to step out November the 9th and be an ambassador for the Lord. And I'm not a preacher or a teacher, but I believe that this is what the Lord has called me to do, and it's going to be about faith, family, and fitness. I've been working on some things and going to be working with a women's ministry in my church to put on something once a month, starting in January, and to step out of my comfort zone, but to keep fitness and faith and family in the forefront. So you have just confirmed again that I'm on the right track. Even though you were talking about yourself, that really ministered to me, and I thank you for that. I'm sitting over here trying not to cry on the air as we speak right now, because that just resonated with me just over and over tenfold, because I needed to hear that. So, you know, that was...
Well, that's what you and Jim has lived over the year. And so the good Lord is going to... He's taking that to a whole nother level. You know, he said that we're a light of the world, a light to the world. So he's putting you out there, and he's always praise you and Jim out there with Fit Talk and all of the other different venues that he created for you to do what you're doing. So go forth as a minister of fitness. That's who you are.
Amen.
And do your thing just as I am.
Well, you know what? You know, I am. And, you know, something else that you just said, and I thought about this, you know, my show was small this year down here in South Georgia, but you know, it was small, but it was just so good. The competitors that were there, I called every single one of them. And I know you probably can't call every single one of yours. If I have 200, I probably won't be able to call them. I contacted them. I answered their questions. After the show, I contacted them. You know, I tried to encourage them. And Jim will tell you that I did. I mean,
absolutely.
Even sick from my hospital bed, I tried to do, because it's all about them. We're celebrating them and their hard work. You know, not me, not you for being Mr. Olympia 8 times, although you could certainly stand on that stage and say, look at me. You know, we are celebrating them, and that's what I tried to do down here.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, we're going to make up for that time that I supposed to got there, and my time was just so crazy, but we're going to set up a day and time where we can get there and, you know, meet with all of these beautiful athletes. and do some signings and some teaching and
we
all
are.
That good stuff.
We are. Okay? As a matter of fact, we were just talking about that, Jim and I.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, hopefully we can do it maybe in January when the big fitness season starts and everybody comes together. And we definitely want to do that. We want you to come down here for a book signing. And South Georgia is going to roll out the red carpet for you. And if we have time to promote, that's what I do. I'm a promoter of fitness and of people and of faith, family, and fitness. And so we will start promoting, and I promise you we will just have a big turnout. And we definitely need to look towards a date for that. Well, tell me about some of your other projects that you're doing. I know you have several things that you're doing that you do in Atlanta to help promote youth programs and different things.
Yes, well, you know, the Games is our fundraiser for Haynes Harvest House, the mentoring program that we set up for kids. So we're excited about that, and we really appreciate the people coming out because every time they buy a ticket, every time athletes register, that's helping us do what we do. And so we really appreciate that. I have some other things that we're working on, too, as far as expanding the Games. I can't say anything until we get everything signed as far as that, but we're looking to go into other countries with the Games. And again, expanding the mentoring programs for the kids, also particularly with the certification. I'm very excited about that and working on that in my mind and also physically and putting together a good team, because we want to push and promote what is part of our certification called the Minister of Fitness. Because, you know, we just heard again today a young man, 46 years old, just businessman, just died, you know, from a heart attack. Well, he was overweight, doing a great job as a father, a man of God, but if you don't take care of your temple, you won't be here long. And so with the Minister of Fitness, since it's hard to sometimes get people in the gym, the Minister of Fitness is a program, a certification that we set up to place ministers inside of churches, ministers of fitness inside of churches, because if we're going to impact the masses, it has to go by way of the churches. That's the easiest solution to get this accomplished, because if it's preached from the pulpit, then it can resonate within the people in small communities, because we need to be alive to do the will of the Lord in the earth. You know, I never seen a spirit help a little lady across the street or carry a baby or change a tire for anybody on the side of the road. You have to have a functional body to be inside of. So we need to get that word out there. So I'm excited about the new, not the new direction, but pushing and promoting that Minister of Fitness certification on a whole nother level. So I got some ideas and some people going to be helping me do that, as far as with the social media, getting out there in front of the churches and so forth. So that's one of the biggest that's been on my heart for a long time. So in trying to find the right way to do it, the good Lord he's making a way.
Well, keep me in mind for that, because I sure would like to be involved in that somehow. That just sounds awesome, and it sounds right up my alley, what I feel like the Lord is calling me to do, Mr. Haney. So in South Georgia, count me in. If I can help you in any way, I certainly want to do that. Well, okay.
Well, you will most definitely do my Minister of Fitness in that side of the world, okay?
If you're expanding into other countries now, just let us know if we have to pack our bags and go to Paris, France, with Fit Talk here to cover all these events.
That's right.
We're trying to make a vacation out of it.
That's right.
We're ready.
We'll take our whole crew up there with us. I'm trying to expand too, Mr. Haney, and Fit Talk is one area that I'm trying to expand in, and hopefully looking towards a syndication and to grow, because, you know, Fit Talk Radio is about faith, family, and fitness. And I certainly do want to be a minister of fitness. Well, give everybody the information again about what time, the show, and where at one more time so they can get it down.
Okay. The show will take place in Sandy Springs, Georgia. It'll be at the Sandy Springs Performing Arts Center, which is called City Springs. You can go to LeeHaneyGames.com. That's LeeHaneyGames, the word games.com, and get more information there. You can also purchase tickets there. And now the prejudging will start at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. Then the evening event will start at 5 o'clock Saturday evening. So those are the two times that the shows will be happening. So,
Boy, we're going to have to get up early, Jim.
It's a little bit early this time. Last year, I think we had 2 days. This time is only going to be 1 day.
And 8 a.m.
It makes it a lot easier on the girls because they don't have to worry about getting makeup on twice.
That's right.
The makeup and all of these things is a little bit too costly. So we set it up to start everything a lot earlier this year and so we can get out of there earlier but not put as much stress on people having to be out of work, you know, too long because a lot of them have to, you know, have to get extra days off from work.
Right.
Just to compete.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to I'm going to keep challenging Jim. You know, he really didn't want to do the Lee Haney Games next year, but I don't know if he'll be ready, Mr. Haney, but I'm going to work hard to get him ready.
I might have to start today. That diet might have to start today.
We work out, but we like to eat, Mr. Haney. Me and Jim will go to that. We'll go to that gym and work out, but then we're going to go eat Mexican food after this.
And then I'll go straight to the buffet.
y'all got to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, you know, it's so funny. We were leaving church Sunday, and then one of our friends, his wife brought this big old bucket of candy outside. I said, now, I looked at her, I said, now, Shelly, why do you have this bucket of candy outside to buffet me? You know? I had to take two or three pieces. Then I dropped my head and said, I have fallen.
as Jim says, not today, Satan, not today.
Not today, Satan, not today.
So,
yeah.
Well, Mr. Haney, thank you so much for calling tonight, and we certainly appreciate it. And Jim and I are going to be there for prejudging and be set up there with Fit Talk and try to interview some people and we'll find out who the winners are and the overall winners are going to be. And you just had some great winners last year, and Christina Bryant, who's from Winter Robins, was your overall figure winner last year. And of course, Christina comes from Valdosta down here, and she and I go way back, and I have just kept up with her, and she has just done so great.
Yeah,
went and got her pro card, so proud of Christina. And so she looked awesome. She really has, and she came a long way to get where she is today. And I saw her when she was an overweight girl, and she told me, she said, Miss Maria, I want to compete. And I just thought in my mind, this is never going to happen. But that little girl worked hard, and she proved me wrong. And I'm so proud of her. I said, she was one of my trophy girls down here for the Peach State a few weeks ago. So I'm just so grateful to her. And she has, I just watched her blossom. And thank you for having the Lee Haney Games. And see her picture out there with you, standing next to you, it just does my heart good. So I want to give a big shout out to her. Well, thank you for calling, Mr. Haney. And we will see you on November the 2nd.
We look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless, too. All right, this is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
We are VitaFuse. Our motivation is to help athletes achieve their full potential. We realize all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to be a champion. We also understand all that hard work takes its toll on the body and the mind. That's why we offer cutting-edge hydration and nutritional support to keep you at the top of your game. Learn more online at VitaFuse.com. That's VitaFuse.com.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
It is the new year, and Factor X Fitness is here to help you get in your best shape ever. We offer state-of-the-art equipment, trainers for functional training, competition training, and post-rehabilitation training. You got kids? Then Factor X Fitness X Kids program is the place for them. The largest 3-story jungle gym in the South gives them supervised activity time, and you'll have time to get your workout on. Factor X Thomasville, 229-236-2348. Let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my husband, Jim Wells. And we have Melissa Eikenberry in the studio. Melissa, so good to have you back.
From Wintersville Fitness.
Wintersville Fitness.
Yeah, good to be here.
Well, it's just been a long time, and I know that y'all didn't get to come to the MPC Peach State. We missed y'all.
Yeah, I have been struggling with migraines lately, so they've been kind of found out I had a sinus infection on top of that.
Oh, that
so
was making it worse.
Triggering more, so for about a week and a half, I was down.
Wow. Yeah. Well, are you feeling better now?
Yes, much better.
Well, good. I know you and I talked about the migraines on the on back and forth on Facebook the other day, but now you have classic migraine. Is that what you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're mostly weather triggered. Sometimes there's food triggers, but I haven't exactly pinpointed what they are. I do know that certain red dyes will, and I don't drink alcohol at all.
For that reason.
You don't drink? Oh, that would be terrible if you couldn't drink red wine.
My goodness. I can't.
Yeah. Jim's laughing at me. Well, I haven't had any red wine either much to speak of since April myself, but I think that's about to change.
That might be why you've been so sick.
That might be why I've been so sick.
Yes, that stuff's a cure-all.
I wish it was a cure-all.
Moderation, everybody. Moderation.
That's right, moderation. You've got – tell us what all is going on with Wintersville, because you got a lot of things coming up, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, we sure do. We just started our final boot camp of the year. It's our classic boot camp, which is, I won't say it's my favorite. We change it up to keep people from getting overly injured. This is the more high impact, a lot more running and jumping. We flip tires. We do an obstacle course out in back of the gym and also in back of FitMix. So we have the two locations going on. It's not too late to jump in. The 5:15 a.m. is full at our FitMix location, but other than that, there's space. But we rotate which style it is. Strength camp I love, which is the one we just came off of. It kind of gives people time to heal their joints and just work on getting stronger. And then that typically makes them stronger in this particular style of camp, but also changing it up lets them know, by me taking their measurements, body fat percentage and different, calculations that we do, it helps them know what style of training gets them the results they want better. Some people, surprisingly, will get way better weight loss. They lose more inches. They do better with just straight strength training camp. Others get phenomenal results with the traditional, mostly cardio-based camp that's higher impact. However, their body fat may not go down as much. So I like watching the numbers to see. They may lose more weight on one, but the body fat's not affected. And I try to see what affects them best overall from every different style that we try. But this one's a lot of fun. Yesterday we had a track day, so we had everybody meet at Valdosta Middle School track, and we ran the track a little bit. They ran stairs. They did all kinds of stuff they probably didn't really want to do, but they had fun doing it.
I noticed that on Facebook, and I thought to myself, those poor people.
But you saw them smiling.
I saw them smiling and sweating, and I thought, Melissa is really put – because I follow you on Facebook and Instagram, and I like all the stuff, but I like it because I'm in Tifton and you're in Valdosta doing it.
Oh, you don't have to participate.
You got
a little taste of it.
I got a little taste of it. And, no, I would love to participate if I can drive myself down here. My poor husband is still my driver these days because I'm a little bit scared of driving this far by myself because I'm still a little bit not right in the head. Don't say nothing, Jim. But anyway, but yeah, you're really putting those people through a great workout though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to keep them very effective, but if there's something that I find is unsafe, I take it out of the workout. I had at one time we were doing a couple of rope exercises that we were trying with the battle ropes that were a little different, and a couple of people got hurt with the same one, and I was like, okay, that one's obviously not something that I want to do on a regular basis, because unless you're really, really athletic already, it was just easy for them to twist their ankle the wrong way. And so I try to make sure that all of our workouts are effective, and they're tough, they're challenging. Safety doesn't mean that they're not challenging, but it's the most important to me that they're working out effectively and safely, because I want them to make it a lifestyle change, because I want them to be fit forever, not just for my 6-week program. I want them to be able to continue with other styles of training, finding what makes them stay consistent, because consistency is key.
You're absolutely right. And I was talking to Dina Harper about that the other day. It's about consistency. She said, well, I haven't worked out since the last time you and I worked out together before I had surgery. When I got sick and stopped working out with her, she just stopped working out. But she's back on it now. But it's about being consistent. And I'm just so excited that the last 2 weeks I've been back at the gym and I've been consistent and I haven't missed one workout, Melissa. Yay for me.
Good.
But I was just so glad to be back in the gym and be able to do some things. And I'm working out with my 23-year-old son, Candler, who has never really worked out. And he's worked out with me every day for about a week now, and he is so sore he can't even walk. And we haven't done that much because I can't do that much yet. But he is really enjoying it. He's not a morning person, but I called him up this morning and said, come on, let's go. And he jumped right up out of that bed. First, he said, no, I'm just going to sleep in. I'm going to rest. And then he said, no, I'm getting up. I'm going. So I've been so excited that he's the only one that we've had in our family that wasn't really working out.
And I can tell you were very pleasantly surprised at his dedication earlier in this journey for him. Him getting up early is not something he typically does, but he was Johnny on the spot for you with that workout.
He was Johnny on the spot. So, and he also, now he cooks, and he cooks, he's been
keto.
He's been cooking keto. I mean, he could be a chef. He's that good. And everything he cooks is good. So I said, I'm so excited because now he can cook for us, you know. And so that's been very good. Well, what else you got going on at Wintersville lately?
Well, the next big thing we've got coming up, and I wanted to make sure everyone knows, we're doing a trunk or treat to make a safe way for the kids to go trick-or-treating this year. It's going to be on October 26, 2019, obviously, at Wintersville Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive. It's a car show, so it's a cruise-in 2019. We had it last year, and this will be our second year having it. So it's going to be a classic car show as well. So they're doing the car show. They will roll in at 4 p.m., so anybody out there that has a classic car that would like to be out there, and some of them decorate their cars for Halloween and put spider webs on them and do different stuff for the kids. They dress up for the kids, too, without being over scary or anything like that. And then they're just trick-or-treating from the trunks of the cars, and we'll have a parking lot full. We have a really good turnout last year. We expected to be bigger this year. The trunk and treat itself starts at 6 p.m. and goes until 9 p.m. So bring the kids out, let them wear their costumes if they want to. That's October 26th.
That sounds fun, Jim. That sounds like a grandchild day. Have to check our calendar on that one. I really like that. Trunk or treat. I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of places have it, but it's just like they'll have just the cars like from someone's church or whatever. Occasionally churches will do it. But this one, they're actually really bad cars. They're nice cars. my husband will have his bright orange Camaro in it. It's a 1971, just like me. So it's going to be nice. It's a really good-looking car. It won the award last year because the kids liked it because it was orange. It was pumpkin orange. So
wow, that is so cool. So that's going to be – so the trunk or treat, tell them again what time –
The roll-in for anybody who wants to participate in giving out the candy or wants to participate in the actual car show will be at 4 p.m. on October 26th. And if they would like just to come for the trunk and treat, it's from 6 until 9 p.m. on that night in our parking lot at Wintersville Fitness, 1711 Norman Drive.
Well, that sounds neat. I'm trying to remember. There's something on the 26th. I think I remember. I think it's a Macon trip. But that would be very cool for the grandkids, Jim. If you have grandkids, if you have small kids, that is a really cool thing, Melissa. I've never heard of that before.
Yes, and we have a friend that goes to church with us that has a Batmobile.
Yes, that he would
he
be
should
so,
bring that down.
He should. They would be cool. He would really, really like that, wouldn't he? If he knows about them, he generally does. He's an older gentleman. His wife has recently died, and he's part of our church and sings with our praise and worship team. He's just a great older fella.
I'm pretty sure he's been to some of the other ones because it's always a big hit with the kids, the Batmobile. He comes to a lot of the big car shows, and Sean, yes. My husband's real active in it because he loves classic cars. So,
Mr. Ray.
Yeah, he's a gray-haired man, really tall. He's got several classic cars. What's the yellow one, Jim, that he has?
Oh yeah, he has a newer Dodge. It's a late model Dodge. Yeah, Charger.
I bet he's been in it.
Yes,
I bet he has.
And he has several motorcycles. You know, mm-hmm. how old is he, Maria?
He's in his 80s.
And sometimes he'll roll up to church on his Harley Davidson.
Yes. Know. Yes. It is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Look how cool that is. Oh, I love that. Wow, I didn't know that about your husband.
Yeah, so sometimes they'll also what they're going to be out there, ATA Martial Arts School will be out there, and they're going to be doing demonstrations for the kids, too, and letting kids kind of participate and play around. Of course, we're going to have some fitness stuff going on. The snow cone, we're probably going to have snow cones and the funnel cake people. And we try to get some little snacks going on in there, too, so there's places to eat. And Cece's Pizza being right down the way helps too, because sometimes they'll bring pizzas out for us.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. Well, are you? I know every time I go in Wintersville, it's just full. And you had Chuck Jones compete in the NPC Peach State and did really well. And so I know you're proud of him.
Very proud of him. We have his little trophies displayed, and he comes in and he. At first, he was like, oh, I'm just getting too old for this. And you're never too old for it. It's just whether or not you're prepared for it. So Jim is going to get prepared, and you're going to get prepared, right?
I'm going to get prepared. Now, whether I step on stage, I don't know. We can probably get Jim on stage. But I did. I said, Jim, let's get ourselves ready, and let's go to the Lehanian. And who knows? I might, it's on my bucket list for sure. If I continue to do as good as I've been doing, I probably will do it, Melissa, for real.
Well, let's just go ahead and say that since you're going to continue doing as well as you are and better, there is no if. We're praying for you the time, and I will continue.
Well, thank you so much. If it weren't for the prayers that have been out there for me, I really believe in the power of prayer and healing. And, God's called me that minister of fitness. I really like that, what Lee Haney said. And I think that's what I am. I think that's what you are, Melissa, and your family. My family is certainly, my husband, my boys, and now that Candler has jumped on board, it's really been exciting to me because it's like the whole family is involved in fitness.
Well, that's always good to do together, and just especially I love following, what's your other son's name? The one that
Christian.
Christian. And I follow him on Instagram, and he's always so inspirational, too, and he posts such... It's meaningful stuff. It's not little piddly stuff like sometimes I even post. It's just to get a laugh. It's something that's a lot of times it's really meaningful. It always speaks to me because you can tell he's on a good path.
He is, Melissa, and I'm very proud of Christian on the path he's on. He's just recently gotten a promotion with his job, so it means a lot. And thank you for saying that as a mother. You know, I just cherish those words, but you post a lot of really good, meaningful stuff. And, you know, I think that because, you know, I follow you and I like everything you do. And, you know, that you really don't realize how much that means to people, really. Mm-hmm. And, used to, I would, you know, I've done a lot more posting lately because that's all I have to do is to post, you know. And I've tried to post positive things and good things, but you know, some days things hit you, things resonate with you. The Lord puts something on your heart, and then somebody else says something about it, just like Lee Haney did today, and just it's a confirmation that yes, I'm on the right path. Yes, Lord, I need that. Yes, thank you for that. And so I do appreciate everything that you do and everything you and Sean have done for me, for Fit Talk Radio. Just y'all have always gone above and beyond anything that I have asked of y'all, and I just appreciate it so much.
Yeah, I hated that we couldn't make it this year because I knew of any year you would need help this year, and I wanted to help so much. And it couldn't happen, but you know, anytime I can, I will.
Well, you did help a lot. You really did help a lot, and I appreciate that. And, you know, it's so funny because two or three other people I just counted on y'all to be there, but I didn't count on y'all really to do anything. But I had counted on some other people to do some things. And at the last minute, several of them called and said, we can't do this, or we're not coming, or we're sick, or we're this or that. But then the Lord just opened the door for somebody else to jump in there, and I didn't even miss a beat. I wasn't stressed about it. It was good, and it's going to be even better next year. My only regret is that, and I know it's regretful because y'all are in Valdosta, but the UGA Center in Tifton there is 2 miles from my house, basically. Just so, and for me being sick this year, it was just so much easier. I don't know that I could have done it in Thomasville. Jim and I was worried about myself having to travel that far. And then when Atlanta came down, they really liked the UGA Conference Center. And so he went ahead and booked it for next year. And it's right off the interstate. It's just right there. It's mm-hmm. convenient.
It's a fairly new auditorium. It's modern. It's very nice. Yeah.
It was very nice. But, you know, you and Sean are down here, and I know that was a little disappointing, but I think you'll like the UJ Center, and y'all are certainly part of the Fit Talk family and part of the MPC Peach State. So, well, I found a new place, and I want to talk to you about it. A place called Luxus. You ever heard of it, Melissa?
Yes, I have. I've been in there a couple of times.
They have some really neat activewear.
Yeah, they do. They've got a lot of activewear, and then actually just a few weeks ago, I found they post online like what they've got in store, and I immediately when I saw it, it made me think of my daughter-in-law because she loves sweater weather. I'm not a winter person.
Me either.
Oh, I just dread it already. It was so cold today, but anyway,
it was cold, wasn't it?
I was dying.
I'm so glad that somebody else is like me. I'm so.
I came in with my long sleeve shirt, and they're like,
"I didn't see the snow. Where was the snow?
This?
What do you mean cold?"
I said,
"Oh, be quiet, you Yankee.
It's freezing." But I saw a sweater online, and I said, "Do you have it in a small or medium?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, save me one." So you can say save me one, and I went by and I paid for it and I picked it up and she loved it. And they have more than just activewear, but I love their activewear. But it just they've expanded now where they've got other things, and I thought that was really a good idea.
Well, I went in there today, first time I've been in there. My friend Dina Harper had been in there a couple of weeks ago, and they're moving though to 1733 Guanto Road, Suite 103F, over there in the Publix parking lot. Right by Just Love Coffee and Nails by Chris, and they're opening Monday, October the 21st at 10 a.m. So they're moving this weekend, and you can find them on Facebook and Instagram or at Twitter at Luxus Active Wear or Active Wear. Yeah, Luxus Active Wear. But they had some really neat things. I ran in there only for about 10 minutes just before the show tonight, and you know, the latest trend in everything is a leopard print, anything. So I got some red and black leopard print pants. That they're going to be really cute. I can't wait to wear them. But
they got red and black?
Red and black. Okay.
I think that's been the latest trend since 1960-something. Right?
No, it hasn't. But
it comes around again.
Yeah, it never goes away for very long.
But Joe bought me up a leopard print skirt. And it was kind of cute. So I thought that was red and black. I really liked it. But they have some really neat things. And the two girls that own it, I asked her today, I said, where did the name Luxus come from? And she said, well, it's German for luxury. Luxus means luxury in German. And so it does look very luxurious in there. They carry some higher end things, but the price point was good. I thought it was really great.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of standard leggings. If you buy high quality leggings, you're going to pay a decent amount of money for them. I'd say anywhere I won't even say what I paid for leggings before. You can get them for $20, but they can go up from there.
Up from there, yeah.
Honestly, they're the quality and then the variety of colors and stuff that you can find for around the same price that you pay for some of the high-end brand names that typically don't hold up very long. I like their leggings. I like their little T-shirts and stuff. They'll have some cute T-shirts with sayings on them that I can afford to. They're kind of cute.
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff in there. I was just trading in some pants that didn't fit, but they had a lot of cute stuff in there. I really did like it. So I'm excited that they're moving to this side of town because that'll be a lot more convenient for on Thursday night. I can just run by Publix, by over there, and get me something new, Jim, every Thursday, and then rush on over here to Fit Talk.
Yeah. Sounds like you have a plan.
I do have a plan. Spend money plan. Is that right?
And right next door is that new coffee shop, which I just love coffee. It's really cute. I don't know if you've been in there.
No.
But I can make it where on Thursday we do both.
Just love coffee. Well, that's a neat place.
We coffee and we shop.
And get our nails done.
Nails
by Chris.
And then she can go grocery shopping.
And then I can go grocery shopping and then, you know, we can go to El Toreo. There you
go.
Convenient.
You got a plan.
I got a plan. I got a plan to spend some money. Well, Mike, I hadn't even said hello to you. You've been over there so quiet all showtime.
Yeah, just been sitting here doing my thing.
Doing his job.
Just listen to me and Jim and Melissa talk. So, well, Melissa, I just want to thank you again, you and Sean, for everything y'all have done. I just love y'all. I wish I could just pick up Wintersville and bring it to Tifton since I can't drive right now. That is really bugging me. But I'm thinking that I'm going to be maybe driving some soon, you know, out of town. I'm feeling stronger. So then I can come work out with y'all because I really don't have anything to do right now. Fit Talk.
I got stuff you can do.
Okay, well, I will certainly come and do it then. Absolutely. No doubt about it. I will come and do it. So, but I'm looking forward to Jim taking me up to the Lee Haney Games, November the 2nd.
That's right.
It's going to be a great show.
November 2nd.
November the 2nd in Sandy Springs. And we had Nancy Broner on here, 74-year-old woman. Did you see that picture of Miss Nancy online? That was incredible, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
74 years old. I just couldn't believe it.
That's just how we're going to be.
That's exactly how I'm going to be.
We just got to stay away from the Mexican
restaurant. Got to stay from the Mexican. Not tonight. Not tonight. Satan, you're going to win tonight because I'm going to eat some Mexican food tonight.
I didn't say now. We got time.
We got time. I got a whole year for the Lee Haney next year. So, well, it's been a great show. Again, I'm sorry that Tracy Livingston, Valis Health and Wellness, couldn't be here due to the flu, but we'll look forward to having them here with us next Thursday night. Jim, thank you for once again bringing me down here. And Melissa, thank you. And
well, you're welcome.
Everything that Wintersville is doing.
Let me say quickly that tomorrow night is another Football Friday night. And so good luck to all the area teams down here in South Georgia. And everybody stay safe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Mike, thank you for a great job tonight. Remember to stay in faith. Love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.